With this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, April 15th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's get you caught up on the weekend that was around Plymouth County and high school sports. We'll start with Friday, and lots of golf on the docket from Friday. And girls golf at the Missouri River Activities Conference, a non-conference duel for Lamar's to open their season. And they open it with a win at 209, a 221 victory over Western Christian, played in Brunsville on Friday. Meta Scove, the varsity medalist for the Bulldogs, shot a 48. Her younger sister, Maya Scove, finished in second with a 50. Jada Pluger also in the top five in the varsity lineup with a 55 to lead the Bulldogs. In Wargo Conference girls golf, it was Akron Westfield over MMCRU, 192-217. Josie Smith for the Westerners was a medalist with a 45 total on nine holes. Lainey Schutneck second for the Westerners with a 46. MMCRU's Allie Olson, top finish for the Royals, finished in third with a 49. Allie Swire with a 50 for the Westerners, and Peyton Vanderhelm rounded out the top five with a 51 for Akron Westfield. Then we go to a non-conference triangular in girls golf. Hinton, MVAOCOU, and Kingsley Pearson River Valley all came competing in Mapleton on Friday. It was the Hinton Blackhawks taking home the team title. They shot a 208 to win the meet. MVAOCOU was second with a 211. Kingsley Pearson River Valley brought home a close third place finish, 8 strokes off the lead with the 216. While they didn't get the team title, they got the individual title instead. Really good crop of golfers there. Jordan Sitzman ended up winning the medalist honors in a playoff over Hinton's Ashlyn Kramer. The KPRV golfer shot 47. Kramer also with a 47. Comes in second for Hinton. Other leaders on the leaderboard, Addison Kovarna of Hinton was fifth with a 51. Emma Sitzman of KPRV also in that spot with a 51 in her nine-hole total. To boys golf from Friday, Wargo Conference action, Hinton over West Sioux in a duel, 172-185. Caden Barrett continues his nice run, meddling with a 38. Bodie Benaboos was third for the Blackhawks with a 43. Seth Willer fourth with a 45, and Ian Hertenstein with a 46 finished in fifth place individually. Akron Westfield remained unbeaten. The Westerners defeat MMCRU 162-174. Carter Wilkin was dominant with a 35 medalist total. It was Jackson Newbrand for Akron Westfield placing second with a 40. The MMCRU top total coming from Camden Bork with a 41 in third. And Jackson Marnock of Akron Westfield was fourth with a 42. Braden Olson of MMCRU brought home a fifth place finish, also with a 42 in boys golf around the area on Friday. Now to boys tennis in Missouri River Activities Conference play. Non-conference matchup here is Lamar's swept Storm Lake 9-0. It finished off a 3-1 busy week for the Bulldog boys tennis team. Evan Pratt, 8-1 winner in the first court. We go down the line as Ian Penne shut out his opponent in the second court, 8-0. Devin Duvall, 8-4 winner in the third. Ryder Mullally won the fourth court, 8-6. Kyle Kemraj dominates, 8-1 in the fifth. Joe Rasmussen, 8-0 shutout victory in the sixth court. And then all the doubles teams won by an 8-1 score. It was Pratt and Duvall, Mullally and Rasmussen, and Penny and Kamraj, again, finishing off a 9-0 victory over Storm Lake. In other boys' tennis scores in the MRAC, Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 9-0 win over Spirit Lake Okoboji. Sioux City North beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 9-0, and Sioux City West a 6-3 winner also over Abe Lincoln. In girls' tennis in the MRAC, Sioux City North swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 9-0, Sioux City West 6-3 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson got a couple of wins, 7-2 over Sioux City West and 5-4. Over Sioux City North. Finally, on the soccer scoreboard from Friday, girls action, it was 15th-ranked Trainer shutting out Sioux City West 7-0. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson over Omaha Northwest 8-0. Elkhorn South over Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 6-0. Boys soccer as well in the MRAC, Bellevue East, a shutout win over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson by a score of 3-0. Then we go to Saturday, where the main attraction on the sports docket was the Sioux City Relays. We had had five area track and field teams competing in various events in the Sioux City Relays. There were no team scores kept, so we don't have any winners or anything like that on the team side, just getting some good individual marks. And boy, did we have some good individual marks. Good weather on Saturday led to some great times. Let's take a look at some of the highlights there. We'll go school by school, starting alphabetically first, I guess, with Galen Catholic. The top finish for the Jays on the day was Cole McCarty in a very stacked pack in the 110-meter hurdles. McCarty brings home a third-place finish in the elite class. They went by small, medium, and large schools and then funneled all the top finishers into one race, and McCarty took home a third-place finish. Just a slight split second over 15 seconds, 15.03 seconds. The Hinton Blackhawk track team had a very good day at the Sioux City Relays, led off by none other than Bailey Bouvie, who won two events, but it was her 100-meter hurdles that really took the cake. She came in the elite class final and won it in 15 and a quarter seconds. Just a dominant showing from Bailey Bouvie. So dominant that she set a Sioux City Relays record. She actually set a record in her preliminary run in her class at 15 and a half seconds, and then was able to break that record by a quarter of a second in the finals. So strong showing there from Hinton's Bailey Bouvie, setting a Sioux City Relays record. She also ended up winning the girls' long jump, 16 feet 9 and a half inches, to take home the title for Bailey Bouvie. Another win for the Hinton Blackhawk girls' track team. Lauren Kunkel took home the top spot of the girls' shot put at 38 feet even. The Blackhawks weren't done there. They got a second place finish in the girls' shot put from Morgan Divis, 36 feet 9 inches. That is quite the duo for the Blackhawks in the throws. To Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley boys track team in the 110-meter hurdles. Again, this event was really stacked. It was Bo Goodwin bringing home a silver medal at 14.99 seconds in the finals in the elite class. Boys discus throw, Wyatt Husingay with a second-place finish. He chucked one 151 feet and 6 inches. Lamar's Community competing very well at the Sioux City Relays on Saturday, namely the boys' high jump event. That'd be Wanding Hosniong with a 6-foot-7-inch jump to win the high jump. He ties his old pal Sione Fafita's record from last year, and so now the only thing left for Wanding to do is win the state title to match Sione, or maybe he can get 6-8 potentially as well. Excellent jump from Wanding Hosniong to tie Sione's school record. The girls' track and field team for Lamar's got a championship as well. The 4x400-meter relay of Claire Sousamill, Sienna Cass, Claire Beetlespacher, and Maddie Holes. They take home a top finish in 4 minutes and just shy of 16 seconds. Also, Kenzie Nias, a second-place finish for the freshman in the girls' long jump at 16 feet 7 and 3 quarters of an inch. Finally, MMCRU results from the Sioux City Relays boys' long jump. It was Lucas Brown taking home a third-place finish at 21 feet and 3 quarters of an inch. And then we go to the boys 3200 meter run. This position does not look as good. A sixth place finish for Caden Gallus, but boy was he competing against some outstanding long distance runners. His time came in at 10:19.63. He was the best small school runner in the 3,200-meter run. He was also less than a minute off the winner from Sioux City North. They've had some good long-distance runners over the last couple of years, and that mark set a meet record. So Caden Gallus' sixth-place finish looks pretty darn good in the 3,200-meter run for MMCRU at the Sioux City Relays. We've got a link on our website to check out any and all individual results from the Sioux City Relays. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Also on Saturday, the Kingsley Pearson and River Valley boys golf team competing in a little tournament down in Sloan. The Panthers brought home a second place finish as a team, but it was another medalist honor for Vincent Coeling, who takes home his second individual best mark of the season for KPRV. To boys soccer in Missouri River Activities Conference play, a non-conference matchup, a couple of them for Lamar's community. They went down to Council Bluffs, and boy, were they put through the ringer. It started facing off with the three-time defending Nebraska state champions, Skyhawks of Scutt Catholic, and Lamar's fell to Scutt Catholic 9-0 in their matchup. The Bulldogs were able to crack across a goal in their second game against the host school, Lewis Central. The Titans defeated the Bulldogs 4-1. Some very tough competition, but Coach Farringer telling us that it is going to make the Bulldogs better in the long run. Then finally to girls tennis in our Saturday schedule on our sports scores and results page. The Dennis Price Invitational Tournament out in Spencer was won by the Spencer Tigers, scoring 17 points as a team. Spirit Lake Okoboji second. Urbandale was third. Lamar's community brought home a 7th place finish at the Dennis Price Invitational against some very, very good girls tennis programs. As always, all of these scores and results and links for more details can all be found on our website at KLEM1410.com under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. We go now to the sports schedule for today, where our girls and boys track teams are split up today. We've got a couple of gender-specific track meets today. In girls track, it's the Sheldon Lady Orab Invitational. That's going to feature Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, Hinton, and Lamar's. In boys track today, the Unity Christian Night Relays feature Galen Catholic, Hinton, Lamar's, and MMCRU. In golf today in the Warrego Conference, Galen Catholic is at conference newcomer George Little Rock. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Hinton. Remsen St. Mary's is at Trinity Christian. That is only a boys matchup. Harris Lake Park is at South O'Brien. And West Sioux's got a non-conference matchup across state borders at Alcester Hudson. In the Western Valley Conference, it's another big conference meet day for KPRV. The girls are at Mobile. The boys head down to Sloan for a meet there. In girls soccer in the MRAC, Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln is at Lamar's. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux Center. No boys soccer games around the area. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.